Oh boy, we are on another episode of Pocket Micro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. And I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. He said you should talk about something enthusiastically for 10 minutes every day to build up the habit of talking enthusiastically. You can try it yourself and record yourself talking about something for 10 minutes every day, and then you can check back a month later, a year later, and see how far you've gone. And yeah, on this episode, I want to talk enthusiastically about being a jack of all trades, why that's fun, and why you might think about being one, or, you know, maybe you already are one, or you don't think you are, but you might be. It's a fun thing. It's done wonders for me. And you may have heard the phrase, a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And there's a second part to that phrase. And it goes, a jack of all trades and a master of none, which is often better than a master of one. So a lot of people leave off that second part of that little phrase, which, I believe that just through my own experience, being a jack of all trades and a master of none is a great thing, and it makes you very versatile and helpful for whatever you're doing. Anything can be improved and amplified by knowing more things. Like think of problems in life as a recipe, like a dish. Like a problem is a meal you have to cook, and by knowing how to do different things, they're just more ingredients that you can throw into the dish to cook up that problem and turn it into a solution. So that's how I look at it. The more stuff you know how to do, the more creative you can get in creating solutions to problems. And it's pretty fun. Like, for me, photography and 3D printing, they go hand in hand. You wouldn't think that if you just did 3D printing. Like, you're not going to be like, you might come across things that you could make for a photographer, but you wouldn't really put those two together unless you did both. Like, so by being into photography and 3D printing, I can be like, oh, hey, I could design this little 3D model to build for my camera to do something, like, you know, the little thing to hold my backgrounds for macro photography. It doesn't exist. There isn't a product that can mimic that easily. So by mixing three things, that's photography, 3D printing, and 3D modeling, I could do it. So I'm no master 3D modeler. Like, I'm not going to be able to make a video game or an epic 3D movie, but I can muddle around and create something I can imagine and then throw it on the 3D printer to turn it into something I could use. Like, that's cool. So, the problem I had was, how do I change the background easily when I'm taking macro photos? Because it's a small environment, I can have complete control over the lighting and everything. Like, it's super easy to work with. You have like a whole little studio in the palm of your hands, and it's like, how do I easily change the background? And so there's my problem. And I was like, oh, well, I had some things I 3D printed for fun, and I had a 3D printing pen that is just like a big chunky pen that you stick the 3D printer filament in. So it's just a spool of plastic, and the pen sucks it in, melts it, and spits out molten plastic. It's semi-dangerous, but fun. It's fun to work with. So I took things I 3D printed, and then I crudely form a thing to hold a magnet that I could stick I use like those little 2x3 Polaroid printer things, you know, those cheap little printers. You can print tiny little sticky pictures. Anyway, I printed tiny little backgrounds, stuck a magnet on the little 3D printed thing, and then held it on that way. And it worked. It worked. It was, I had to be like super zoomed in so it didn't work for like 1-to-1, 2-to-1 macro photography. It had to be 3-to-1 or greater, which was at the time primarily what I was doing. So it worked out. And then I just kept designing and working on making it better and improving it. And then I ended up with what I have now, which rests on my ring and pinky finger. And it has a little movable joint magnet head, which works amazing. It's truly awesome. And that was created through, you know, knowing multiple things. And, you know, like I know how to program, like program computers, mostly software based stuff. And it comes in like really handy. Like you would, I like, it's just amazing the amount of uses I've come up with for being able to program. And that's just making a computer do things, really. It's like scripting. Little script is just a simple little program that you tell to do, you know, do different things. For example, I have like a script to go through a folder and resize, make a copy of every image and make it smaller. So it'll crop it down to a certain size that is more friendly for websites and social media to load faster, just kind of squish the size down. And all that's with the program. I also do geotagging. And geotagging is assigning a location to a photo or a file. I don't know if you files. You probably could. I don't know why, but with images, you can encode a location into that photo. So if someone opens it on, like, say, Google Images, and it'll show a map. Like, say someone clicks on it, they'll see a map. So it's a search engine optimization tool where you can get indexed by your location. So people searching in your area will see your photos. And then, you know, say you're doing it on Pinterest or Google Images, Bing Images, all those places, people searching from that area will see your stuff. So it's like a handy tool. But doing that one at a time, pretty tedious. Like you'd have to open the image, you'd go into the properties, and then you'd have to paste the GPS coordinates. Pretty time consuming. So being able to write a little program that just says, hey, go stick this on every picture, super handy. And you know, it's like you can download YouTube videos, you can extract audio from them, you can do just all sorts of things. And you know, I can make websites too, which is fun. So it's like I can come up with an idea, throw together a logo myself because I do know enough about graphic design to make a basic logo. If you look at my walkinjack.com, that is a very basic logo, but it works. It works. It's just a WIJ. That's it. That's all the logo is. I think it looks nice. It's sleek and professional, which is what I was going for. It doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to overthink things, but being able to do different things is just fun. It's empowering. You can really be self-sufficient and do quite a few cool things. And it's nice to be able to take an idea to something finished by yourself. It's pretty empowering. I think it's awesome. And I like being able to do that. So how would you become a jack of all trades if you aren't one? It's simple. You just have to choose something new to learn, like pick up something as a hobby and then get to where you're comfortable with and then find something else and do the same process. Like people get stuck in this perfectionism loop where it's like, I gotta get perfect. I want to get super famous and well known for this thing. And you don't have to do that. Like photography, you can get really good at photography in, you know, less than a week just by watching YouTube videos. Cause I mean, the the cameras today, they really help you out. And, you know, like the autofocus is super amazing. I know with my Canon camera, it will even detect the eyes. It has an option, and it has settings where it can be like detect people, detect animals, and detect cars. Like, it even has a setting to detect and focus cars. So if you're into car photography, or you want to be into car photography, the new Canon cameras actually have a setting built in to focus on cars. It's crazy. So picking thing, you know, something new to learn, and then just get where you're comfortable, and then find something else, get where you're comfortable, find something else, get where you're comfortable. And then you have this wide array, like 3D printing, that took me a couple weeks, where I was like, okay, you know, it's cool. Like, once you get your machine figured out, it's pretty easy. Like, you just have to adjust temperatures to the materials to get prints. I don't have perfect prints, but I'm not into the perfect outcome. It's like, good enough is good enough, and you can go. And that's how you could really accomplish a lot, is good enough, go. And then always look at things like, you can get better, and then that's how you build up a good skill set. Like, where you get stuck is when you try too hard to really get perfect at something, and then there's like no such thing as perfect. There's just better than the last thing you did. You can only, so don't look at other people for improvement. Look at other people for inspiration, but really use yourself as the point of reference. So it's like, I took these photos, I can do this better. I can take, you know, I can make the focus better. I can make it brighter. You know, it's a little too dark. I can overexpose or expose properly. You know, the color is funny. Maybe I need to learn a little bit more on how to adjust white balance. The lighting sucks. Maybe I need to learn how to use a flash. You know, there's all sorts of things, but just getting the basics and comfortable with that lets you move on. So then you go find a new thing. It's like, I went photography, and then now I do more videos. So I do more videography because I want to get better at it. So it's like, okay, photography, really comfortable with how I am at photography as far as macro photography and landscape photography. People portrait photography, I can do it. Low experience. So that's something I can improve on. And it's just all these things, you build it up. Like, go learn how to scuba dive, go learn how to sew, go learn how to make a fire without matches, you know, like just random stuff, how to sharpen a knife, how to drive a manual transmission, how to drive a motorcycle. Like, there's just so many things you can learn and do, you know, how to fix a squeaky door, how to change a doorknob. Like, it's anything, like anything and everything you can approach with, I want to learn how to do this, and I know I can get better at doing it. And it's just following that process of getting comfortable with something and then going and finding something new to learn. And then you're just on this never ending journey of learning, and it's fun. And then the more things you learn how to do, the bigger your tool belt is, and the more versatile of solutions you can create for different problems. Like, it's crazy. You can connect certain things, like me, 3D printing and photography, or programming and photography, or programming and search engine optimization. And like, even now, like in the tech world, you, instead of physically building servers to run your website and all that, it's all in the cloud, and you can, it's like you build a computer with programming. It's super fascinating, and it's very fun and interesting, and it's cool. So there's just oodles of things you can go and learn. So for the takeaway from this, go find something new to learn, and then just get comfortable with it, and then go find something else to learn. And then you'll have two new things in your tool belt to apply for solving problems. Like, once you get comfortable with things, you can be like, oh, this is handy. I can use this new ability to program in Python to resize all my photos and tag, you know, tag everything. Or yeah, there's crazy stuff. So much stuff to do out there. It's amazing. But you can pick and choose what gets you going and use all those things to become your own jack of all trades and whatever trades you choose to learn and see what happens. It's pretty fun and exciting. Anyway, that's all for this one. We'll catch you later.